Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Carla, very good morning to you. How are you?
Ever so peachy keen, and I've been enjoying my, wait for it, solar battery system.
Ooh, very nice. How is it?
So,
yeah, tell me. Does it take you off grid completely?
So the federal government has put in funding to subsidize part of it. So I've put in new solar panels on my roof. So the old ones that I've had there for 18 years are still producing 90% of what they did 18 years ago.
That's incredible.
But the new ones, in the same surface area, produce twice as much. So the situation is that I have a combination of solar panels and a house that draws electricity and a battery that stores some. And over the last 3 weeks that I've had it, I've used no electricity from the grid. All of my electricity has come entirely off the roof. And if I want, I can have electricity off the grid, but I don't need it. And I've produced enough excess electricity here in the middle of winter with lots of storms to fully charge a 100 kilowatt hour electric car battery once every 3 weeks in heavy rain.
That's incredible. And so, wow.
Yeah, so I can run my car. There's a minor problem that I don't actually have an electric car. But apart from that minor problem,
you should bring in your neighbors, charge them a little bit, even if they just have to bring you fruit platters and stuff.
Well, it's very cheap. Running the car on electricity is cheaper than running it on petrol. And for each kilowatt hour, we get about 5 kilometres. Anyway, I've just been looking at my putting in electricity. It's the weirdest thing, thinking I can run my car off stored sunlight. It's so wonderful.
It really, really is incredible. Your hot water geysers, and they manage, they also are run off the system?
No, unfortunately, the problem with them is that they're still working, and they're gas.
Ah,
they're to get rid of while they're still working.
Right.
So
right.
Our hot water and our heat in summer, our heat in winter comes from gas.
Right.
But as soon as they die, mate, they're out the door. And the thing is that with the air conditioning, there's a thing called reverse cycle air conditioning,
right,
where you put in one unit of energy and you get back 4 units of heat. So to run hot water would be about 1 kilowatt hour per day. And we, at the moment, the house is using, depending on how many people are here, between 11 and 25 kilowatt hours of electricity, depending on how many people. And you can't follow people around the house saying, switch off the light when you leave the room, because it's considered a bit unfriendly.
Right.
And,
right,
of course, you have more people. Anyway, we will shift over to gas for cooking and hot water and for heating. We will switch over from gas to electricity as soon as they break down, which conveniently they won't do. They haven't done yet, but they will.
Absolutely.
One day.
Right. Let's talk about, and it's always an interesting question, is how long it takes to form a new habit. If you want to wake up early, you want to go to gym, you want to stop smoking, I don't know, whatever it is, how long does it take to form a new habit? Is it true that it's 21 days?
I was immediately suspicious. Mm. I saw the number 21 because 21 is made up of the two numbers 3 and 7. And many false claims have the number 7 in them. Like, you rebuild the cells in your body every 7 days. It's because the Bible just loves the number 7 to pieces.
That's so interesting.
And in fact, I think I've mentioned that Isaac Newton did more work on the Bible than on science. And so he shoved an extra stupid color in the rainbow to give it 7 colors instead of the 6. And by the way, different cultures around the world see anything between 4 and 16 colors in a rainbow. Getting back to 21, you've also got that other number 3. And, there's 3 sides to a triangle. And according to the country in Western singers, there are 3 days in the week, each one worse than the one before it. So in this case, there's a study goes back to Lally in the year 2009. And what they did was get about 90 people, average age 27, and say, we'd like you to choose some change that you want to bring into your life. It can be that you want to do more exercise, or you want to have a glass of water with each meal, or you want to have fewer alcohol drinks. So it had to be something that you didn't have, that you wanted to do, and you could make up a daily event to tick it off, like with water, you'd have a meal, or if the clock hits 1 o'clock, or it's time to do exercise. And about, it turns out that it takes 66 days, forget this 21, for the habit to become automatic. So 99% of the time, you go, oh, it's a meal, I'll have a drink, and you don't forget. But the range was enormous. Forget the 66, the range was 18 to 250 days. So it's just harder for some people. The second thing is consistency. What's really in habit, what's really important, is you are consistent. If you miss it one day, don't worry about it, do it the next day. Missing it for a week is bad, but missing it for one day. Also, you have to set realistic expectations. I'm not going to make it happen overnight, and I'm not immediately going to do 5 hours of exercise every day. 5 minutes is a good start, and you've got to track your progress so you think, I'm doing this. And also, you've got to be prepared for the factors that there are plateaus, and you think, I'm just not getting anywhere with this. And then don't expect perfection, but also try to reduce the friction. So I'll give you here as my example. My examples nearly always include Arnold Schwarzenegger. In this case, they include Arnold Schwarzenegger and Pilates.
Right.
Have you heard of Pilates?
Of course.
Yeah, you know, the exercise program?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so Arnold Schwarzenegger was Austrian, and he put on his muscles by pumping iron with external weights for 8 hours a day. Now, Pilates was a person and was a very sickly child, and around the age 7, his family, father and mother, put him onto a program of eating well and doing exercise.
Right.
By the time he was mid-teens, he was appearing on magazines showing off his body, and he did it not with external weights, but just his own body weight on a mat, like doing a one-handed push-up or something stupid like that. But by reducing friction, he didn't have to pay for a gym membership, walk or bicycle or drive a car there, go there, have a shower, do the exercise. You know, it was just simply you roll out the mat and you do it. And so if you can reduce the friction, that helps enormously. And by the way, Pilates, he himself was trapped in the United Kingdom at the beginning of World War One, and so he ended up spending the war in a prisoner of war camp inside the castle in Leicester, and he taught his method to the other prisoners, and the guards liked it, and he taught it to them, and then he ended up going to Germany and New York and blah, blah, blah.
Incredible.
And now it's going around the world. And I'm not trying to say it's good or bad. I'm saying anything like that, including yoga, is good. Move more. You know, so that's how you build a habit, consistency.
Absolutely.
And low friction.
That's where we leave it. Dr. Carl, thank you. As always, build a habit, and that is really the only way to achieve it.